This is Micah Katz's podcast from Vineland by Thomas Pynchon. I'm reading from about the midway down the page on page 313 to 315. I've asked a couple of friends to join me because I thought it would help the reader understand the different voices that the characters have. I also chose to give Mucho a Spanish accent to help differentiate the characters, although I don't believe it ever says in the book that Mucho is either Spanish or has a Spanish accent. So here we go.
Mucho blinks sympathetically, a little sadly.
I guess it's over. We're on into a new world now. It's the Nixon years, then it'll be the Reagan years.
Oh, Reagan? No way he'll ever make president.
Just please go careful, Zoid. Cause soon they're gonna be coming after everything. Not just drugs, but beer, cigarettes, sugar, salt, fat, you name it. Anything that could remotely please any of your senses. Because they need to control all that. And they will.
Fat police?
Perfume police, tube police, music police, good healthy shit police. Best to renounce everything now, get a head start.
Well, I wish it was like back then, when you were the Count. Remember how the acid was? Remember that window pane down in Laguna that time? God, I knew then. I knew.
They had a look.
Uh-huh, me too. That you are never going to die. Ha! No wonder the state panicked. How are they supposed to control a population that knows it'll never die? And that was always their last big chip, when they thought they had the power of life and death. But acid gave us the x-ray vision to see through that one, so of course they had to take it away from us.
Yeah, but they can't take what happened, what we found out.
Easy. They let us forget it. Give us too much to process, fill up every minute, keep us distracted. It's what the tube is for, and though it kills me to say it, it's what rock and roll is becoming. Just another way to claim our attention, so that beautiful certainty we had starts to fade. And after a while, they have us convinced all over again that we really are going to die. And they've got us again.
It was the way people used to talk.
I'm not going to forget.
Zoid vowed.
Fuck 'em. While we had it, we really had some fun.
And they never forgave us.
Mucho went to the stereo and put on The Best of Sam Cooke, Volumes 1 and 2. And then they sat together and listened, both of them this time, to the sermon. One they knew and felt their hearts comforted by, though outside spread the lampless wastes, the unseen paybacks, the heartless power of the scabland garrison state to the free green America of their childhoods, even then was turning into. Downtown, in the Greyhound station, Zoid put Prairie on top of a pinball machine with a psychedelic motif called Hip Trip, and was able to keep winning free games till the Vineland bus got in from L.A. This baby was a great fan of the game, liked to lie face down on the glass, kick her feet, and squeal at the full sensuous effect, especially when bumpers got into prolonged cycling, or when her father got manic with the flippers, plus the gongs and lights and colors always going off.
Enjoy it while you can,
he muttered at his innocent child.
While you're light enough for the glass to hold you.
Crossing the Golden Gate Bridge represents a transition in the metaphysics of the region, there to be felt even by travelers unwary of Zoid. When the bus full of northbound hippies first caught sight of it, just at sundown as the fog was pouring in, the towers and cables ascending into pale gold, otherworldly billows, you heard a lot of,
wow,
and
beautiful.
Though Zoid only found it beautiful the way a firearm is, because of the bad dream unreleased inside it. In this case, the brute simplicity of height, the finality of what swept below relentlessly out to sea. They rose into the strange gold smothering, visibility down to half a car length, Prairie standing up on the seat gazing out the window.
Heading for nothing but trees, fish, and fog. Slick from here on in.
Sniffling, till your mama comes home, he wanted to say, but didn't. She looked around at him with a wide smile.
This!
Yeah, fog.